This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hello, everybody. This is Thursday.
Woohoo!
Here, one more day.
Almost there. Hang in there. Friday's coming. Do you feel cut off from God? Well, according to Romans 8:38-39, nothing can separate you from His love. But this one thing we're going to talk about, this one thing can interfere with your walk with Him. And that's taken from Amos 3:3, because here's what that verse says. It says, "For how can we walk together with your sins between us?" That's what Amos 3:3 says. And boy, this is powerful, because I've had so many people to say to me, "I just don't feel God. I just don't sense His presence. I don't feel anything. I feel spiritually dead." And, you know, we're going to call it what it is, sins. Some people want to call it weaknesses. Some people want to call it faults. Whatever the case may be, when that's going on with us, it's not that God doesn't love us, and that's not separating from. He's not, like it says in Romans, nothing can separate us from His love, but we can cut ourselves off from Him and feel cut off from Him because of that, those sins in our lives.
Right.
And that could be resentment. It can be anger. It can be whatever's going on, you know, a hardened heart. It can be unforgiveness, bitterness, all those things that are in our heart, not just the things that people see on the outside behavioral-wise, whether you drink too much, smoke too much, or promiscuous, do drugs, steal, lie, whatever that the case may be. It's the stuff that goes on in our hearts that we're really talking about here. And all that other stuff does apply. But when we've got that going on, that stuff that we're not dealing with, we do feel cut off from Him, because that's not who He is. God is love.
That's right. You know, and it's really our own doing when this happens. Yeah, I know before when I was growing up, I felt like I was cut off from God, that God had cut me off, you know. I felt like I didn't want to be close to Him because of the things that I had gone through or going through. And later on in my life, I figured out that He was there all the time. There wasn't a moment in my life that God wasn't there for me. And I want to read this to you, though. I want to read Romans 8:38-39. "And I am convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or nor for our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in earth below, indeed nothing in our creation, all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord."
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is so true. That is so true. And he's spoken so clearly to me that He never left me. And He's never left you as well. But because, like you were saying, Teresa, in Amos 3:3, what it says is our sins separate us from God. And
Not it has nothing to do with this
that's
love.
That's right.
This is our part of the deal.
That's right.
And when we're fixated too much on whether it is, maybe you like to gamble too much and you think about it all the time, or maybe you're ticked off at somebody and you think about it all the time, that becomes an idol to you. That becomes an idol to us if we're spending so much time thinking about that. That is not how what God wants us to spend our time thinking about. He doesn't want it. We're not talking about just going around all the time and thinking about Him. Oh, God loves me and Jesus died on the cross. All those are wonderful things, but in reality, you have a life to live. You have responsibility. We all do. We have things that we need to take care of and be, you know, be human beings that are walking on the earth doing the next right thing in front of us and having discipline. We're not saying that. We're just saying that those things that captivate our thinking that we lock down on, that's not how God created us. Our minds are to be free so that we can enjoy creation, so we can enjoy all the good things that are in our life, so we can enjoy Him and His love and how we see Him working and be grateful for what He's already done. Not to be, you know, hung up on all these things that are in our heart and in our mind that separates us from feeling connected to Him.
That's right. Because He doesn't want that. He wants His permanent and awesome love to be with you at all times and for you to feel that.
And not to be thinking about things that have no value, right. Especially eternal value.
Exactly.
God's concerned about people. That's His number one highest priority.
That's right. He's all about people.
And we're all about relationships.
Yeah.
What we are here. And keeping that relationship with Him good, you know, being okay with ourselves so we can have peace with everybody. Not be hanging on to this negative stuff.
Yeah, and you know, walk in joy. You know, knowing that God is with you at all times. Okay, we're going to stumble. We're going to fall. Okay? Because like you were saying, Teresa, we're human beings. But we're living here in this world, but we have a hope for eternity. And so that is enough to keep us going. And that cross that Jesus bore for us, it reaches all the way to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because of His love.
And if you think about the cross, it points north, south, east, and west.
That's right.
Every point of it. That's for everybody.
That's right. And what does it say in there? In the Word, it says, God, when you are asked for forgiveness of your sins, He throws it as far as from the east to the west.
He's like, what sin? What?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that song?
What sin?
The cross, He throws His sins one nailed hand to the other.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of a different song. Yeah.
But, you know, you just think about that. Jesus stretching His hands and His nailed bloody hands, and that's how far He throws your sins, as far as He can reach, which is all the way around the world and the universe.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't remember them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so don't feel cut off from God. Okay, hit your knees and just say, you know what, God, thank you for loving me, and no matter what you've done or gonna do, nothing can separate you from Him. If you are desiring Him from your heart, He's a heart guy, okay? He wants your heartbeat. Just like He said, David was a man after his own heart. That's where God looks. You know, if you read the Bible, you know, when you read the Bible, He talks so much about the heart.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't talk about the mind.
That's right.
He talks about what's in your heart. And so God knows, okay? So don't beat yourself up. Okay, don't walk in condemnation.
Well, and there's one sure way to never, ever be cut off from Him, honey.
Mm.
How is that?
Well, that's to give your life to Him.
Right.
You know what? There may be some Christians today listening to this podcast that may have been in church for 30 years. Maybe 40. Maybe two. But you've never really felt that connection to God. Have you really given your life to Him? And there's some people who have never been to church. And there's people that have walked away. Well, if you want to be connected and know that you're not cut off from God, please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I do believe that you were crucified on the cross. You died. You rose on the third day to give me a new life. And because of the cross, I'm asking you, Father, to forgive my sins. And you tell me my sins are forgiven. Thank you, Lord. I need you as my Savior. I give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Well, we thank you all for everyone who prayed that prayer. And If you did pray that prayer, or if you have any prayer requests or any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@livingitup.org. And we would just really appreciate it if you do so. And if you have the ability, if you would, please forward our podcast to your friends, family.
Who need this, the Lord.
Yeah, co-workers, anyone you may know that may have walked away from God or don't know Him. Mm-hmm. We pray that something in our podcast can reach that person and just grow God's kingdom one more person at a time.
So remember, do you feel cut off from God? Well, according to Romans 8, 38 through 39, nothing can separate you from His love. But remember, this one thing that can interfere with your walk with Him, and that's sin.
That's right.
So let's get that done. Get that out. That's not a problem anymore.
That's right. Listen, we love y'all. And
we'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then,
live it up
while beginning again.
Thank you.